My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's 30th of July 2009 at 2:10 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My full name is Mark James Thomas Bell. I was born on the 8th of October 1968 and I'm from Warrington, Cheshire.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth tonight?
A little bit tired, with it being 2 o'clock in the morning. A little bit nervous, but excited. Obviously, it's a very interesting project. I've known about this for about 6 weeks, so I've been counting down, and the moment's almost here.
Have you been following the project since it started?
Yes, been watching on the webcam and watching some programmes that have been on Sky Arts, and then basically just seeing how the project's been portrayed in different newspaper and some of the other media. So yeah, I've been following it.
And what have your views been on what you've seen or what you've read?
It's been interesting to see the good spectrum of people that have been taking part. Also, I mean, I wouldn't really call myself a major follower of the arts actually, but it's been interesting to see how the event's been portrayed and how some people have been saying, oh, you know, it's a wonderful idea, etc. And we're getting to see sort of normal people up there and people doing what they want to do, whereas other people say, oh, it's just a big show type thing, it's just, you know, reality television for a Guardian audience or something like that. But no, it's also been good to see some of the funny comments that people have been making about it. So it's certainly generated a lot of interest, which I suppose is one of the aims of the project.
And what about some of the people you've seen on the plinth? What have you thought of what you've seen?
Lots of brave people. Lots of people singing and dancing, which probably maybe a bit braver than I think I'd like to do. But obviously lots of people campaigning for different causes. Lots of people dressing up in silly costumes. A lot of people just talking on the phone. A lot of people sitting there reading. Seems to be this interesting thing where people watching in the square seem to expect everyone up there to be a performer, to do something to entertain them, which, if people want to do that, that's great, but if they don't want to do that, that's great as well. So it's been a good cross section of people up there, so it's always interesting to see who's coming up next.
And do you think it offers a good portrait of the UK?
Well, it definitely does, because of the way that the people are chosen randomly. And one of the aims of the project is that people are represented from all across the UK. So obviously there's people from Scotland and Northern Ireland, myself from the Northwest. Obviously living in the Northwest, sometimes you think that there's a lot of London-centric things going on, that things only get reported about events that happen in London. Now obviously the plinth in London, you couldn't really have the plinth going up and down the country, but I think it is good that it is this cross-section of people from across the country that get to go up there.
So how did you first hear about the project?
I first read about it on the BBC News website back in February when it was first announced that this was one of the things that would be done on the fourth plinth. The main reason it caught my eye was because Anthony Gormley's Another Place is on a beach, a Crosby Beach, very close to where I live. And I've been to that beach several times. And what I particularly like about that exhibition is the way that the people of Liverpool, all the people that visit it, have interacted with it. Lots of the statues on the beach have had either Liverpool shirts or Everton shirts put on them, or I've seen ones with gas masks on. I went on Boxing Day one year and obviously a lot of them were dressed up. They had Santa hats on and Santa beards, etc. It wasn't just a static piece of art. It was something that, you know, people were interacting with, and it was obviously changing. So that's what put Anthony Gormley on my radar. So as soon as I saw this other thing and had his name attached, then, you know, it just piqued my interest. And it was just one of those things, you know, straight up thought, yeah, I'll sign up for that. I'll see if I've got a chance. And then I think it was April when you actually, you know, sort of put your details in, etc. Then kind of forgot about it for a while. And then when I got the email at the beginning of June, I think it was like, oh, wow, I've been chosen. Oh, right. Oh, I've got to do something now. And then, of course, then I sort of saw the time slot. So there was a little sort of period of about a day or so where I thought, do I, you know, because it's sort of, you know, middle of the night, you know, graveyard shift, I believe it's called, do I accept the offer? Well, I spoke to my wife, and my wife says, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you've got to do it. So I've picked it. And I think I'm glad that it is during the night, because it is different. If it was the middle of the day and there's lots of crowds around, I maybe would have chosen something completely different to do. Whereas, because it, you know, it's dark, thankfully it looks like it's going to be dry, you know, what I've decided to do is different based upon the time of the day that I've been given.
So can you tell us what you will be doing?
I'm hopefully going to open with a little sort of improvised comedy phone call. It's based across the idea that somebody's gone up on the plinth expecting that they've rented a room from Anthony Gormley, and they expect that they're actually going to get a normal room, etc. And they suddenly arrive on the plinth and they're like, what the hell's this? But that'll only take a couple of minutes. And that was just something that sort of popped in my head one day, so I sort of wrote some notes down on it. And then the rest of the time I'm hoping to do something with chalk actually on the plinth. Anthony Gormley, when he was sort of selling the project, said he wanted to use the plinth as a lens, where I want to use it as a canvas to actually do a piece of artwork actually on the plinth. Plus, I think it will be interesting if anyone's watching it, because obviously I'm drawing something and it's probably going to take about 40, 45 minutes to do that. You know, rather than just be someone up there maybe walking around, which somebody might watch for a few minutes and think that's not very interesting, it might sort of get someone's interest to say, well, let's see how this develops, etc. So it's not like I'm going to go up there and say, this is what I'm going to do straight away. So people will have to sit and watch, you know. And even if you watch it on, I don't know, fast forward later on, it'll still be interesting because hopefully it develops. But I suppose it all depends on how dry it is up there, but we'll see. If not, then you might just get me rambling on for another hour up there.
And what is it that you'll be chalking out?
Well, originally I was going to try and do the Union flag, which is one of those things that a lot of people think they can draw, and then when you actually try and do it properly, it's not that easy. But then I've sort of changed it to be the word art, but with the flag in the background, so that you see part of the flag, but not the entirety of it. So I think I said earlier, I was never brilliant at sort of drawing freehand, drawing real life objects. But what I did like was sort of design drawing, maybe logos and, you know, copying stuff, doing stuff on graph paper in nice straight lines, etc. So I think that's certainly been brought out again. But basically, I'm just going up there. I'm going to try and do a piece of art. Hopefully people will look at it and be interested.
And why did you decide to do that?
Again, it's partly because of the time slot. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, so there's not going to be a lot of people actually in the square to sort of interact with. If it had been the middle of the day, you know, maybe I'd have done something with a loud hailer and, you know, tried to do some interacting with the crowd, etc. Because it's the middle of the night, hopefully it's going to be a bit more peaceful, and I'll just, you know, maybe ignore anyone that sort of shouts up and just get on. So it's a bit of artwork. I suppose one of the other reasons, going back to why I signed up in the first place, was I've got a son, James, who's 9 years old now, and I wanted to show him that, you know, anything's possible. If something comes along, it might seem a bit crazy, but, you know, just have a go, take part. Hopefully, you know, part of me will rub off on him later in his life.
What did he think about you doing this?
I think he's excited by it. Can't quite tell. He did say something that I thought was really profound. When I told my friends and family about it, the inevitable question came up, well, is it really art? You know, or is it just someone stood up there in the bright lights? And my son said, and this is really good for a 9-year-old, he says, of course it's art, because somebody thought it up. Which just struck me straight away. I was like, okay, that's it. That's the line. Is it art? It's got to be. So if James says it's art, then it's art as far as I'm concerned.
And what about the little comedy skit that you're doing at the beginning? Where did that idea come from?
Where did it come from? I'm a big follower of stand-up comedy and comedy programs. So, you know, you can always have a laugh and joke about something. I mean, even this seems quite daunting, but you can't take it too seriously. So the idea of just doing a, you know, a little bit of comedy up there for a couple of minutes, you know, it's just a quick sketch, it's just maybe having a slight joke at Anthony Gormley's expense. But I think it's a funny situation, and it's one of those things where, you know, it could only be done up there on the plinth, because that's where it works. If you just sort of tried to do it, you know, stood on a street somewhere or as a radio broadcast, it wouldn't quite be the same. So hopefully I can get that sort of done in the first few minutes and then get on with the other art project.
Are you an artist by trade?
I'm not. I work with computers. I don't get to do much art work, certainly not since, for about the past 20 years since I left school. I did art at an O level, and I got an E, which is not a brilliant grade, but I don't know, maybe this will sort of a bit of payback, you know. Might have failed that particular exam, but now I'm going to be a work of art for an hour, so.
And is drawing or designing a hobby of yours?
Like I said, I was never good at freehand drawing, but I did always draw, you know, sort of technical drawings or copying pictures. As a child, I was always, you know, maybe copying pictures out of magazines, etc. Like I said, I seem to enjoy drawing on graph paper because, you know, you could scale things up, you know, you could draw something small and you could make it bigger, etc. So I remember as a child, you know, doing lots of sort of line drawings on graph paper, but nothing more than that now.
Have you participated in arts projects or events before?
I don't know. I don't believe so. There is something I do every year in Liverpool, which is called the Santa Dash, where they try, they get as many people as possible to dress up as Father Christmas and then run through the street. You could say it's just a fun run, but when you're actually there running it and the street, you know, this is like, we're talking a morning, it's Sunday morning in December, it's normally quite cold, if you're lucky it's not too wet, but there's literally 8,000 people all dressed as Father Christmas running through the street, and if that doesn't look, you know, spectacular to someone, I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to call that a piece of artwork as well. So yes, I have taken part in other things.
And how many years have you done that?
I think I've done it for about the past 4 years now. I think there was a town in Wales, Newport, that used to hold the record, and Liverpool said, well, we're going to try and break the record. And ever since they said that, I've always taken part. So yeah, I'm sure they're up to sort of 8,000 people that take part, and in a few months' time, I'm sure I'll be doing it again.
So who would you say that you're doing this for?
Partly for myself, partly for my son, partly just to, you know, my little bit of, you know, this British art project, you know, maybe stand up and be counted for doing this. But no, partly, mainly for myself, I suppose, but also for my son.
And do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
Well, it's going to be a bit high, isn't it? I don't think I'm too bothered by heights. A few years ago, I did something called the Sky Jump in Auckland, where you get to the top of this really high tower, and then you leap off it. It's kind of like a bungee jump. And that was something that I thought I'd be really, really petrified, but I went through with it and it was a thrilling experience. So no, a little bit nervous about doing it, but then also excited. We've been counting down for 6 weeks for this. Actually, it's probably longer than 6 weeks. I've been counting down for a while, so, and the moment's nearly here. So yeah, really excited, you know, chomping at the bit. Let's get out there and do it.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
I'm just excited, you know. I think I'm lucky, you know, to have been chosen, randomly chosen to do it. But it was interesting the way that there were so many people that had sort of signed up for it, because the website's got a little counter on it. But then the day it went live, the numbers just shot up as everyone suddenly. So I'm kind of glad that I got in there at the start and obviously improved my chances of getting selected.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of the people who have taken part in the project is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
Important to me in my life at the moment. Well, I turned 40 last year, so that's a nice little milestone in your life. Being fit and healthy, enjoying friends and family, etc. And if the opportunity comes along to do something different like this, you know, grab it with both hands and do it, you know. I think people say when you get to your mid-30s, you suddenly dawns on that, you know, you're not going to live forever. And maybe I did have that sort of realisation a few years ago. So, you know, I'm just going to enjoy the life as much as I can.
And will your family be watching you online, do you think?
I hope so. Obviously, like I said, I've got a young son, so maybe bringing him down to London and getting him up in the middle of the night, we decided that wouldn't be the best idea, but my wife's going to be watching the stream. I've got a little netbook computer as well, so I might have a quick chat with her. I've also got a sister who lives in New Zealand, and she'll be watching. So although it's 3 o'clock in the morning here, it's prime time in New Zealand, so I might have a few people in New Zealand watching me. And then I suppose there'll be other people who maybe watch a replay of the stream over the following days.
And have you been watching the project online?
I have, yes. I'm not a Sky subscriber, so I've just been basically watching over the internet. I'm quite computer literate as well, so it's been interesting to see how the website's developed over the days, the way you can read about people as they go up there. It's been strange. My son's been, you know, occasionally he'll say, who's up there now, Daddy? As if I know the names and addresses of everyone who's up there. But it's so occasionally we've been sort of sitting down at meal times and having a little computer on and watching people. And, you know, it's good to see his reaction to what some people are doing as well.
And who has stood out from what you've seen?
Well, I think anyone who can stand up and, you know, sort of campaign about a particular cause, well, you know, that's good for them. But then it's interesting that that's, you know, not the totality of what people have done up there. Like I said, anyone who's going to get up there, sing and dance, play an instrument, well, they're a bit braver than me. And then people who, you know, want to dress up in a silly costume and do it. But no, I think you've got, I try to look at it as a whole rather than individual people. But as a whole, I've been impressed by what people have done up there. And it certainly spurned me on to sort of make sure, you know, I make the most of my hour up there.
And you mentioned this question before and what your son's answer was, but do you think it is art?
Definitely. But it's an ever-changing artwork, and that's the interesting thing. So some people have sort of said, oh, it's kind of like Big Brother for Guardian readers, but I love that. I love the way that, you know, it's going on for 100 days. You can dip in at any moment, just see, you know, what's happening, etc. And then it's always interesting because you might watch for a few minutes, you know, that's kind of interesting. But then there's always that, oh, well, it's, you know, it's 5-2, I'll just watch a bit more because someone else is going to come along in a minute. So that sort of ever-changing element of it is interesting as well.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first hired and just before you're about to go on?
A bit of a roller coaster of emotions, you know, lots of ideas coming into my head. I think I certainly wanted to make sure that what I did up there was unique and, you know, I did something that, you know, if I'd been horrified if I'd looked and someone had, you know, done maybe exactly the same idea as me or maybe someone else had had. Obviously, I've not seen absolutely everyone, so it could be I'm going to go up there and do something and somebody else has already done it. But no, but it's been, you know, very interesting to see and a couple of, I wouldn't say sleepless nights, but going to bed thinking, you know, how many days left till I'm up there and, you know, you're doing the right thing, what else could you be doing, that kind of thing.
And before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add that we might not have asked you?
I don't think so, no. I'm just, you know, we're talking less than 30 minutes to go till my hour in the spotlight up on the plinth. Let's get up there and do it.